This story saddens me. This story absolutely saddens me. And the reason that it saddens me is because this has almost been a theme for a long time. And also it's something that goes under the radar. I was telling y'all on a previous video, or maybe it was a live stream or something like that, when I flew in here on Friday, right? And actually it was a previous video, it was a reaction video that I did. But I was telling y'all on a video that a guy had ran into me, and it was an older black man that had ran into me at the airport. And we wound up being on the same flight together. That's the part that I left out. But we wound up being on the same flight together. And he was so disappointed in me. He was respectful. He had his wife with him. We was cool. Rita and his wife was laughing because they thought that we was crazy about debating about Trump versus Biden. He was a heavy, 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 staunch Biden supporter. And when I asked him why he supported Biden, he couldn't give me an answer. The only thing that he kept doing is the same thing that everybody else does. And they say why they don't like Trump. And I said, okay, well, why don't you like Trump? And he never answered that question either. And what he said was, well, what has Trump done for black people? So, of course, he picked the right one today. And I started running down the North American Free Trade Agreement, the jobs. I started talking about how Trump had funded more towards the HBCUs than any president in history. And then he stopped me right there. And he said, I don't want to hear anymore. And then his wife walked in and he said, him Trump. Like this was a Bernie Mac joke. Him downstairs. Yeah. And so, listen, I don't have any disagreement with who you decide to vote for, but you still got to substantiate your argument. This is Sparta. This is Fight Club. We got to stand on why we do what we do. I respect everybody's right to vote, but you got to be educated. And I said, man, who you been listening to? He said, Roland Martin. I love Roland Martin. Oh, it's so funny. But the reason that I say that, and I preface that by going into this whole article. The reason that I say that is because he then proceeded to talk about all of the things that similarly was being spewed out by the Roland Martins and the Umar Johnsons and Black Lives Matters and everybody that makes money from race baiting, right? And none of those conversations ever centered around solutions-based conversations that would then be conducive to our environments, including how we could support the police. As a matter of fact, he advocated for defunding the police. I advocate for people that are a part of the police department that are in these liberal cities to completely find a different job that's in a completely different region, state, in a safer environment, neighborhood where you'll make more money and you won't be absolutely looked at as the enemy by the very people that you're trying to protect. One conversation that we don't see happening on these platforms as often as they should is for some reason there's a suppression of visibility when it comes to police officers being injured, maimed, or killed in the environments that they serve and protect. All too often, we see it happening, and there's so many different environments and so many different articles and so many different police officers that are being used in order to try to paint a picture that the police officers are bad, but we don't have conversations about how many of them get widowed. I'll give you an example right now. This is what happened, and this is what hit national news in Chicago over the past weekend.
Returning to our top story tonight, a Chicago police officer is shot and killed overnight.
He was a six-year veteran of the force who was just going home after his shift. WGN's Courtney Spinelli has details on the shooting and the message from police.
We lost one of our own today.
A somber day for the Chicago Police Department, mourning the loss of their brother in blue. 30-year-old CPD officer Luis Huesca was heading home from work after his tour of duty, still in uniform when his life was taken.
He was just a great officer, great human being, and his family is dealing with a lot right now.
Huesca served on the department for 6 years. In just 2 days, he would have celebrated his 31st birthday.
Six-year member of the department, working very hard out there to keep communities and to keep people safe. And today, that officer was a victim of the type of crime that he was working against.
You know what's so interesting about this also, though? You know what's so interesting about the fact that this six-year veteran, 31 years old, lost his life, wasn't even on duty, on his way home from work. I don't hear anybody that is on this whole trope of how we supposed to improve the community talking about it. We don't talk about the fact that we are taking out the very ones that are supposed to be protecting our communities. Nobody talks about that at all. At all. It was a female officer that got killed. Oh, we'll get to that part. We'll get to that part shortly. Let me play the rest of the video.
Police say a gunshot detection alert just before 3 Sunday morning brought officers to the 5500 block of South Kedzie Avenue. Officers searched the area and found the off-duty officer had been shot multiple times. He was rushed to the University of Chicago Medical Center, but did not survive.
These are senseless crimes that are taking the lives of our community members. Today of one of our officers.
When fellow officers found Huesca, his SUV was missing, police say. Hours later, one matching the description provided by sources to WGN towed from an alleyway near 57th and Mozart, less than a mile from the scene. The area crawling with detectives, local and county police and ATF agents.
And we're going to continue to do every single thing that we can to bring justice to every family has been victimized by this type of crime.
CPD says the family of this fallen officer included. His body escorted among a sea of blue Sunday morning to the medical examiner's office before he will eventually be brought to his final resting place.
You know, and let me share with y'all something. This is what's happening in Chicago. Y'all asked me a question when this live stream first started, and y'all said, Anton, when you gonna come and visit Chicago? When you make it safer for people that actually do the right thing? When Chicago becomes safe for regular everyday citizens, if the police officers on their way home from work can't survive, why would I ever show up in Chicago? It makes no sense. It's the one city that I really, really, really want to do a meetup in. And I've been doing meetups for over 3 years now, and they only getting bigger and better. It's only one city that I really, really wanted to do a meetup in more than any other city. And I've never, ever, ever had the opportunity to do it because I haven't been back in Chicago since I went and visited JR and them over on the LaPeef Network when I was over there. Check it out. This is why.
Officer Huesca's death bringing up memories of a similar shooting less than 1 year ago. Huesca worked in the same police district as 24-year-old officer Ariana Preston.
And like Huesca, Preston was killed after finishing her shift just steps from her home. Keiko Guerin just talked to her mother.
Officer Ariana Preston's mother says losing a child is unspeakable heartbreak, one she does not wish upon any parent. Tonight, her heart is with Officer Luis Huesca's family, enduring an all-too-familiar pain for Dion Moon. The news of Officer Luis Huesca's death brought Dion Moon back in time.
It was like I was living May 6 again.
Dion's daughter, Officer Ariana Preston, was killed not even a year ago.
I instantly thought about that mother. I wasn't there, but I just thought about the sounds I made when I saw my baby.
Her daughter was also a 5th District police officer.
I'm quite sure he wanted to make a change just like my daughter did. I'm quite sure that he wants to make a positive impact on his community.
Her daughter, like Officer Luis Huesca, was also killed while off duty on their way home.
Somebody's trying to get back to their family, trying to get back home after serving us. Ugh, it's just devastating.
The road to recovery, Dion says, is never ending.
Their family dynamic will never, ever be the same. Everything is different for us.
Dion's thoughts immediately went to Officer Huesca's mother, wishing that his mother never had to understand the crippling pain of what it means to lose a child.
Every mother should feel this. I mean, you raise your child, you pour into your kids, and you have these goals for them to do great things and make you proud as a parent. It's so unfair.
And what it means to lose a loved one who dedicated their life to serving others.
My daughter was a 600th police officer, and I promise my prayer every day was that it's not a 601. Today, God got another angel.
Watch Breaking.
And that's unfortunate because I never seen anybody come out for her either. And so y'all can't say, oh, it's because he wasn't a black man, because nobody came out for the black woman, which y'all say is the least protected, right? Y'all so busy talking about the wrong things and what's happening in the community that I see nobody coming out for anybody. And he was killed on the exact same route, off duty, going home to protect their families, the exact same thing. And it translated into what? What did it translate into? Death. Death. And so nobody is having uncomfortable conversations. The only things that people are saying is what reparations that they need, and like money is going to continue to fix the problem. It doesn't.
Tonight, men and women in blue stood shoulder to shoulder inside a church honoring Officer Wesca. CBS 2's Andrew Ramos was at this prayer vigil. He's live for us in Gage Park here at 10. Andrew?
Well, Chris, it was certainly an emotional vigil that was not only attended by dozens of Chicago police officers, but also the mother of the slain officer, who was too distraught to speak, only thanking those who came out to pay tribute to her son. Heartache and grief emanated from the pews of St. Gall Parish and St. Simon Chapel as this community grapples with the loss of one of their own. An evening service Sunday paying tribute to fallen Chicago police officer Luis Wesca. Officers from across the city converged on the Gage Park Church, steps away from the scene of where their brother lost his life hours earlier. Officials say Wesca, a six-year veteran with the force, was returning home from his shift when he was shot multiple times just before 3 Sunday morning in the 3100 block of West 56th Street. The victim of an apparent carjacking, his vehicle police say was taken from the scene. He would later die at the hospital.
Que viva Luis!
Que viva Luis!
With hearts heavy, this congregation reflects, putting their faith in God as they search for answers. The mother of Officer Wesca, flanked by relatives and loved ones, led a procession to the scene. Officers paying tribute to their fallen comrade with candles,
Santa Maria, Madre de Dios,
and prayers.
Señora,
in what is a cruel twist of fate, about a year ago, Officer Wesca appeared in a tribute video for his good friend and colleague, Officer Andres Vasquez Lasso.
That's why I became a cop.
Who was shot and killed responding to a domestic violence call.
In the name of the Padre.
The irony, now a chilling reminder of the challenges police officers make each day on the job.
Whether it was at work or outside of work, he did take the time to help others, and he's one of those guys that actually deserves this star.
What was insurmountable pain a year later persists. Now, investigators spent a good part of their day canvassing the area, searching for any surveillance footage as well as any evidence to really find those who are responsible. As of right now, no one is in custody. We are told this investigation is ongoing. That's the latest from here in Gage Park. Andrew Ramos, CBS 2 News.
How many of y'all actually think that they actually are going to find whoever it is that did this? Most of the time when we review these, and it's not even just the ones that have anything to do with police officers, but across the board, when we review these videos and we see these crimes and stuff like that, most times it's always nobody is in custody. Nobody's seen anything. Nobody did anything. We don't know where the killers are. They had switches, though. We could see where the shell casings are. Found the car. We never see, or we can never find, the person that actually did the crime anymore. They don't put money into resources. They don't put money into resources and all of the funding into the things that actually makes the neighborhood safe to solve for the problems. We already know where the funding is going. So rest in peace to that young man and all of the fallen officers that came before him. We hope that his family is well taken care of and that they find peace and that the community heals as a result of it. But this is all senseless and it's all stupid. All over a car. Even when people used to carjack and stuff like that, they didn't used to take your life. When a crime was committed, they didn't just, like, that's a big thing. Like, it's already you risking your life. But to take somebody's life, I don't really think that people understand the impact of that. That that person is never ever coming back. Or maybe we all just has devolved and this has all just become monsters.